AP News, I'm Paya Pinjwani. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports President Trump is inserting himself into the New York City race for mayor, backing independent Andrew Cuomo against Republican Curtis Sowa and Democrat Zohran Mamdani.
The race has made Mamdani a national figure as he has drawn the ire of Trump and other Republicans who have tried to cast him as the face of a new, more radical Democratic Party. Trump has also threatened to take over the city if Mamdani wins, as well as arrest and deport the state assembly member who was born in Uganda but is a U.S. citizen.
Dick Cheney, who was one of the most powerful and polarizing vice presidents of U.S. history, has died at 84. Speaking at a political luncheon in 2014, former Vice President Cheney said he disagreed with those who wanted the U.S. to retreat from the world stage.
I think isolationism is crazy. Anybody who went through 9/11, who thinks we can retreat behind our oceans and will be safe and secure is, I'm sorry, but they're out to lunch.
A proposed compensation package is getting a lot of attention ahead of Tesla's annual meeting. AP's Mike Hempen.
There will be more than a dozen company proposals up for a vote Thursday during Tesla's annual meeting, but one has generated more division than the others. One of Tesla's biggest investors says it will vote against a compensation package that could pay CEO Elon Musk as much as $1 trillion over a decade. The company that manages Norway's wealth fund says it's concerned about the size of the award. Norway's government pension fund Global has a stake of slightly more than 1%, the sixth largest holding among institutional investors in Tesla. But Baron Capital Management, which holds roughly 0.4% of Tesla's outstanding shares, says it will vote in favor of the compensation package. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Two Massachusetts men have been arrested in connection with a weekend explosion at Harvard Medical School. Authorities said Logan David Patterson and Dominic Frank Cardoza faced charges of conspiracy to damage by means of fire or an explosive. The explosion happened early Saturday on the fourth floor of Harvard Medical School's Goldenson building. No one was injured. U.S. Attorney Leah B. Foley says the investigation is ongoing.
Anxiety levels naturally rise when the public learns that an explosion was intentionally caused.
Witnesses said the men were visiting Wentworth College for Halloween activities. They also said that the pair chose the building because it looked abandoned and got into it through the roof. Ted Dox is the FBI's special agent in charge.
Setting off an explosive device inside a locker at an institution geared toward higher education is not some harmless college prank. It's selfish, it's short-sighted, and it's a federal crime.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.